Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, childcare, as we know, is one of the biggest issues in general election 2024, with all major political parties promising to increase funding and resources for the sector. Our reporter, Maura Fay, has been speaking to voters who are affected by issues around childcare, and Maura is here with me now. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
Good to have you with us. So who have you been chatting to?
So the first person I spoke to is Fiona Cleary. She's the manager of Lissy Casey Laugh and Learn Creche in West Clare. It's a community-run creche that currently has 173 children on its books. They take children from 5 months old up until 13 years. Over 60 children from the local school attend there for after school care. There are also 30 staff members, some full time and part time. Now, the creche has enormous waiting lists. For instance, they took in 9 babies this year, but still had 30 babies on a waiting list that they couldn't take in. Earlier this year, new employment regulation orders, or EROs for short, were introduced for the early years services sector, which provide for minimum hourly rates of pay and other conditions of employment in the sector. Fiona told me that she would love to extend the capacity of the creche, but they can't get the staff to enable that, even with the new EROs.
So our major issue at the moment is staffing. We currently have an open position available and nobody has applied. It's just absolutely impossible to get staff. And I know during the campaign you'll get things like they're going to improve staff wages. But it's not just wages. I know wages with the EROs, they have gone up, but there's no benefits. There's no maternity, sick pay, health insurance, a pension. There's nothing. So wages, yes, are improving very slowly, but the EROs are making that happen, but it's the other benefits, and there's no parties talking about improving them. At the moment, the ERO minimum rate is $13.50, but now that the minimum wage in January has gone up to $13.50, there currently is no talk about the ERO rates going up. So now staff and childcare really are only going to be on the minimum wage. And the difficulty is when they do start talking about it, it's not just something that happens overnight. It is months and months of the unions kind of going back and forth. So you'd be looking at 9 months before any difference. And that's only so now staff are back on minimum wage.
There's probably other parts of early childhood education or children's education in general that are a lot better paid than, say, workers working here, is there?
Here we are community run, I suppose, in West Clare. So we are paying the best wages that we can, and we are actually higher across the board on the ERO rates. So we are trying our best here for staff, but it's not even wage, it's just the recognition. Like, I worked in New Zealand for a while, and you had an early years teacher, national school teacher, secondary school teacher, and everyone was just paid the same and across the board. That just needs to change. I know we're not going to be able to compete with the teachers and the holidays because, well, parents are working all year round. So we will be here over the summer. But at least if you have the pay and the recognition, and it's not even the pay, it's the benefits, the maternities, the pensions, anything like that, we will get staff, because people that work in the sector love the sector. And I know so many people have said to me, how come you haven't gone back and done the teaching? I don't want to. I love this group. I love working with children. Unless I could have the infants, I don't think I'd manage in the national schools. But it's that everyone's trying to coax us out of the sector. But people that are in it love it, and they really deserve the pay, the recognition and the benefits to go with the job. It's not an easy job.
No, I think everyone would agree it's not an easy job. That's Fiona Cleary. Another issue is the cost of taking maternity leave, which is also part of the cost of raising a child, of course. And Maura, what views did you hear on that?
So I spoke to Trish McSweeney, who is a mother of two with another one on the way. She's also a board member of Lissy Casey Laugh and Learn. She told me that even though her childcare fees have come down over the last few years, she is still feeling a massive financial impact for taking a year out to look after her baby.
So my childcare fees have dropped significantly. I have two kids currently attending this facility, one in after school and one in preschool. And I'm currently paying about €50 a week, which is phenomenal. And the care that they get here is unbelievable. But I'm due number three, and I'm looking at taking a year out of work with, you know, government pay for 6 months of that year to wait until my baby can join the creche here.
And how is that going to impact on you?
It's going to be tough. You know, financially, my husband's going to have to support us. And, you know, don't get me wrong, that first year you get with your baby is phenomenal. But I also have a career and I want to continue to work. And I know that my kid will be looked after so well here, but it's the juggle, you know, everything's gone up. I know we hear the cost of living, but the cost of living has gone up, and financially it's going to put pressure on our family to take that time out.
You mentioned that you do the gender pay gap report at your work. How is taking a year out of, you know, your career going to affect you financially?
Yeah, so, you know, my salary is reducing. So my company, I work for a US corporation that only pays state benefit. So I have taken a significant drop. My salary is dropping from about 60 grand to 7 for the year. So that's a massive hit. But yet my role in work is to do the gender pay gap. But there is no government directive that say companies need to close the gap on maternity pay. My pension won't be paid whenever I'm out. So, you know, there's another add to the gap. But yet it's my role to report on how we're addressing the gap when the government is not leading the direction on how to address this gap.
What are the main issues in regards to childcare that you would like to see politicians address or discuss during this general election campaign?
I think staff, how they treat the staff, how they recognise the staff. You know, like Fiona said, we do pay above the ERO rates, but still $13.50 to come and like educate the children. Like, they are sponges at this age, and it's like so vital that you're placing your child in the care of someone, but yet they're only getting paid $13.50. It's actually ridiculous. And again, the benefits, you know, we have been a long established creche here. We have people that have worked here for a number of years, but they're going to retire with no pension other than the state pension. When auto enrollment comes in, it's 1.5%. You know, they're paid $13.50. They have to then take 1.5% out of their salary to go to auto enrollment, and the government's only matching it by 1%. And then they're not increasing that for 3 more years, and it goes to 3%. And it's going to take a number of years before it gets to a 10% contribution for pensions. So it's just, there's such a wide remit for the government to look at.
I think people would have been struck that Trish said she's paying only €50 a week for her creche. There'll be so many people around the country who are paying multitudes of that.
There definitely is, Claire. Another person I spoke to is Kieran Hall. He and his wife are new parents to an 11-month-old boy named Quaylon, and they live in Templeogue in Dublin. Kieran told me about the struggle they've had to secure a creche spot for Quaylon.
When we found out my wife was pregnant, about 8 weeks in, we were like, oh, we need to start calling creches. We had some creches that would say there's a 3-year waiting list. There's other creches that just said we can't tell you if there's going to be a space, but we can put you on a waiting list. Others would say you're on a waiting list to get onto a waiting list. We were lucky that my son wouldn't start in the creche until January, February time. And we found out that he got a place in September just passed. So we were basically ringing around by the time my wife was 2 months pregnant, and we just got a space 2 months ago.
And how many creches do you think you would have contacted?
Between probably 10 to 12. Like, it was, yeah, it's crazy. And it's always kind of one of the questions when we get people from different parties coming to our door. We ask them, like, what do you want to do with childcare in terms of, one, the availability, so that anybody that has a child and wants to send them to daycare or to a creche, they have the capacity to be able to do that. And then it comes to the second situation of the affordability of it. And with the NCS, which does help out a bit, it'll be a bit over €1,000 a month. Like, we were happy to get him in, but also we were like, okay, we need to try and figure out how we can pay for it while also paying for a mortgage and everything else. So, like, it's a tough one, but we're like, whatever we have to do, we'll do it, because we want to try and be able to get him in to where he can continue his development as well. And it's a tough situation, I think, for a lot of people, because it's a very big impact in terms of a cost. Me and my wife have had the conversation of, well, we'll probably need to time things properly if we really wanted to, because we couldn't afford to have a second child to send to creche.
So that's Ciarán and his difficult enough experience. So, Maura, will you give us a brief overview of some of the promises that the main political parties have made in their manifestos now regarding childcare?
So there are a lot of similarities in what the various parties are proposing. Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are saying similar things on childcare. They both want to focus on affordability, accessibility and quality of childcare. They both want to limit childcare costs to €200 a month per child, and they also say that they want to increase wages for childcare workers but don't give an exact figure. Sinn Féin and Labour both specify that they would increase childcare worker wages. Sinn Féin say they would do this by increasing rates by €1.50 an hour, and Labour say they would set a minimum rate of €15 per hour. So again, similar wage increases. Sinn Féin wants childcare to cost no more than €10 a day, and Labour say they would cap costs at €50 a week. So again, similar cost proposals. The Green Party state that they want to give every child a legal right to early years education by placing access to 2 years of early childhood care and education on a statutory footing. They also want to make early childhood education free to low-income families, and beyond that, no family will be charged more than €200 a month. And the Social Democrats want to pursue a public model of childcare, creating a national childcare agency that would run early childhood education. And they want to cap fees at €250 per child per month, with a cap of €200 for lower income households.
Maura, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Maura Fay. Coming up next, we'll find out why people living in the United States, either legally or illegally, are fearful about their future under Donald Trump. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.